Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress. This morning, we learn about the United Way of the Greater Capital Region's 518 Day from the president and CEO of that organization, Peter Gannon. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me in.
It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. So tell us a little bit, before we get started on 518, talk to us a little bit about the United Way of the Greater Capital Region and how things are going and what you're all up to.
So at United Way, we fight for the healthy education, financial stability for every person in our community. And honestly, it's as hard as ever. No secret that the gap between the haves and the have-nots continues to grow. And our latest round of data here, specifically in the Capital Region, shows that when you combine folks who are living in extreme poverty with the folks who remain, in a real tenuous situation, one bad day away from being in serious financial straits, that's about 45% of our community. So it's people who work here, it's people who are listening today, and it's definitely, the parents of the kids your kids are going to school with every day. So folks are struggling, and what we do at United Way is we fight to try to make that struggle a little bit easier.
When you give the numbers for our region, are they fairly consistent with other United Way chapters throughout the country, or are we in a more precarious spot?
I think we have pockets here that are in a very, very precarious spot, and some portions of the Capital Region have been left far behind, but we see areas that are promising as well. But the overall gist of that number is that it's moving in the wrong direction, and it's easy to get caught up in the fact when you hear positive reports about unemployment or median income being up or extreme poverty being down. But I think most of the folks who listen to this program understand that what the federal government defines as poverty doesn't accurately depict the picture of just how badly people are struggling, and that struggle is getting harder.
All right, so let's talk about 518 Day. This is, I don't want to break the code, but 518 also May 18th.
You got it.
All right.
Yeah. So it's amazing, though, how many people do struggle with that.
Well, I have to say, when I first looked at it, I didn't, because my eyes are weakening in my dotage. But I looked down and I said, maybe it's 518. It's the area code. It's our region that plays on that as well. But 518, May 18th, what happens and how did that come about?
Yeah, so I started at United Way on May 7th last year.
So we
could have 507 Day, but that's not as cool. But about 10 days in, our staff came together. We wanted to do a thing to kind of introduce me to the community, define what United Way was all about. Mayor Sheehan and the city helped us out with a beautification project in Washington Park. And after that, we set the goal that a year from now, we wanted to come back and we wanted to have 30 projects throughout the five counties that we serve. And so where we're at now is we have about 45 projects on May 18th. We have almost 400 volunteers, and it's a day to celebrate everything that's great about the Capital Region. I know, in the past couple weeks, it's become fodder, right? There's been jokes on The Simpsons, The Onion, stand-up comedians poking fun at this region, but 518 Day is really the day for those of us who live and work here to celebrate everything that's great about our community.
So a lot of this has to do with volunteerism. A lot of this has to do with people helping out. So let's talk about that component of it and why that's such an important part and really the backbone of what you do.
Yeah, so United Way is sort of uniquely positioned in the philanthropic world at the intersection of the corporate entities and the nonprofit agencies. So we're always seeking ways to connect the folks who support us financially to the agencies that we support with those finances. And honestly, the business community craves it. They want, they're happy to write the check, but in this day and age, they actually want to be out there and see the impact of their work. And so, for the agencies, it's important because, places are typically bare bones, and, to get some help with some landscaping or some painting makes a major impact and change for their efforts. And it's not something that the day-to-day staff could accomplish. So for us to amplify it, bring the resources of hundreds of volunteers together to the agencies that we partner with year-round on one day is setting up to be a pretty significant day of community impact.
So let me just go over what that's the largest single day of community impact with more than 40 service projects scheduled to support local nonprofits in Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Schoharie counties. It's a lot of counties. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of projects.
It's vast. We have two more counties, too. They've been left behind, Columbia and Greene. But we've got some big news coming out on that after May 18th, and they'll be a part of 518 Day in 2020.
That's excellent. As far as the service projects that you are taking a hold of on this coming Saturday, May 18th, what is it? How do you choose those? How do they come on your radar?
So we have, our staff at United Way has been working on this literally for the past year to work with our agencies to generate a list of needs and projects, and from there, we've then worked the other side of it and found the partners that can actually go out and provide the volunteerism. And then there's a lot of other entities that are providing a huge amount of corporate support. Lowe's, the home superstore, yep, has donated all the materials for the beautification projects. We did an event with them last week to load up the trucks. And then we have a huge bevy of corporate sponsors who are supporting it financially, MVP Healthcare, Hannaford, Capcom, Sunmark, Northwestern Mutual, the Tronco Group. So, and those are a lot of the organizations that are providing the bodies as well that are going to get the labor done this Saturday.
So when you think about it, I mean, this comes back to what we think of as, the Amish do of, hey, let's raise a barn. We're going to spend one day, everybody comes down, and we're going to make this thing. And that's basically what you're doing. I mean, you're going into these different areas with a lot of people putting a lot of effort and on one day saying, we're going to get this done.
Yeah, and I wish I could say it was an original idea, but the DNA of this goes back to the United Way's partnership with organized labor several decades ago, where they used to do a pretty significant outreach here called Hands on Capitol Land.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people who listen to this program remember.
Oh, I've been
hands
a part
on
of
Capitol
that.
Land
I've
and
had a lot of hands during
even,
Capitol Land.
Maybe
yes.
Even participated in it. So, when I came back, I just saw that there was a thirst for this type of thing, and we wanted to see what we could do to launch it. And yeah, at the same time, it's about bringing United Way back to prominence here in the Capital Region, back to top of mind. I think maybe seated that position for some time. And so to get in there, play in with the date, 518 Day, I know it's kind of, it's kind of lame, actually, if I'm being totally candid. But
I'll be that candid, but go ahead.
now that it's lame, it's our lame, and we're loving it, and people are responding to it. And my prediction is that this thing will continue to grow and grow and grow for year after year. And, it doesn't have to just be United Way's thing. We're going to partner, anyone who wants to get involved, this will continue to grow.
So you have these projects going on, but in addition to the service projects, you have a blood drive. You're going to be having a book drive. There's a lot of other stuff that'll be going on in connection while those projects are taking place.
Our mantra has sort of been through my first years, we're not doing anything alone. And so we've developed a great partnership, enhanced a great partnership with the Red Cross. They'll be doing a blood drive that day. And then also CDTA, regional transportation. We talked about that 45% or so of people who are struggling. One of the number one issues they struggle with is transportation. And CDTA is a partner in terms of working to try and address those needs. And they're joining with us. If you can't participate in a service project or you're not in a workforce that enables you to do that, you can stop by Washington Park anytime from 9 a.m. to noon. We'll have the big CDTA bus out there. And we're asking for folks to bring new or gently used children's books to support our efforts in early childhood literacy. One of the most staggering statistics I've heard in the first year, and relatively new dad, so it really hit home with me, is that for every 300 kids living in that extreme poverty, there's one children's book in their household, which is when I think of the hundreds of children's books I'm stepping over every day in our house, and the great start that's gotten my own children off to, that one is particularly important to me. So we have offices throughout the region who are doing book drives this week. They can make arrangements with us to drop them off at our office, or we can come pick them up. I know the CBA baseball team's doing a book drive where they're going to their classmates and saying, hey, you probably stuffed these things in the attic 10 years ago. Let's grab them and get them out to kids who need them, and we'll benefit from using them.
So the portal is united2volunteer.org, and if you go on that website, it'll help direct you as to where you can go and how you can help.
Yeah, and it's that's a year-round resource as well, so we're really encouraging people to get connected. Our agencies go in there and publish volunteer opportunities all year long. It's free to use. Any individual here in the Capital Region that's looking to give back can go to unitedtovolunteer.org and find a perfect volunteer opportunity. They can create a profile based on their skill sets and find meaningful volunteer opportunities when they pop up. And that's been a huge partnership for us with University at Albany to put that out there for the public.
You mentioned Columbia Green, and as you say, there'll be news on that coming soon. But it brought the question into my head, which is, you know, if you don't stop the train, right, there, you can extrapolate to find the need as it goes out throughout our region.
Yeah, we can break news right now. June 20th is the National United Way's Day of Giving, and we're going to be in Columbia and Greene County doing service projects all day with partners there. So that's breaking news.
There you go. So, yeah. But no, that hadn't existed. So what did Columbia Greene do before?
They had their own, I call them a boutique United Way.
Yep.
And that United Way ceased operations at the end of 2018. What year are we in now? 2019.
Yeah.
So, you know, we worked with United Way Worldwide, United Way New York State to try to identify who the best United Way was to absorb that, you know, part of their territory. And so we absorbed those zip codes the first of the year. Great for me. I was born in Columbia County, so it's nice for me to go back home. I have
sure.
a lot of family down there. And the need is great down there too. You know, they have some, and it's a challenging area too, because there's urban poverty, there's rural poverty, and then there's everything in between. And the other thing that we really like at United Way is there is some wealth. There's wealth. So
there's money to pay for all this stuff.
For our folks in Columbia and Greene County who are listening to this morning that are just don't know what to do with that money, let me encourage you to invest with us.
Can help.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on. It's 518 day. It takes place this Saturday, which happily is May 18th. Saturday, May 18th, and you can find out more information. The address I gave is unitedtovolunteer.org, and that'll give you all the information you need to know.
Yeah,
right?
And except maybe the forecast, which looks like 70 degrees and sunny right now. So thank you to the weather gods.
Also perfect. We'll hope that is indeed the case. Peter Gannon, thank you very much for being with us. You're president and CEO of the United Way here in the greater Capital Region. We thank you very much for being with us.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
Links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable, falling into places supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation. Providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishments, see more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.